This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When it comes to Mikal Bridges, multiple teams would be interested if he was made available for a trade. And the two teams leading that charge would likely be the Houston Rockets and the New York Knicks. And credit to the Brooklyn Nets. They've heard all of these reports and they have not said anything. They have remained patient. Until now. Recently, they made comments about Mikal Bridges and his future with the Brooklyn Nets. We're going to break down these latest reports and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Brooklyn responds to the Mikal Bridges trade reports. It was only a matter of time, right? When you hear your star being talked about in all of these reports, when you hear all of these teams want to trade for your star, at some point, it's going to eat at you and you're going to have to respond. And that's exactly what the Brooklyn Nets did. And in my opinion, I blame the Houston Rockets because the recent reports were out there that the Rockets wanted to trade their number three pick for Mikal Bridges. Now, maybe that's not only what they're going to trade, but clearly they were making it known they want Mikal Bridges on their team. And after hearing those reports for so many consecutive days, Brooklyn couldn't take it anymore, and they made the following comments. Shout out to NBA Central on the app X for giving us the following information from Basketball Talk. According to them, the Brooklyn Nets aren't interested in trading Mikal Bridges for the number three overall pick. Instead, they prefer to build around him and attract another star to Brooklyn. Here's the exact quote. The Nets have been consistent in saying they are hoping to use Bridges as a lure to bring another star to Brooklyn and build from there. They are not trading him for the number three pick in this draft. Nice try, though, Houston. Shout out to Basketball Talk for giving us the following updates about the Brooklyn Nets and their plans for Mikal Bridges moving forward. I feel very bad for Mikal Bridges because it's clear he is trapped in Brooklyn. They are not looking to trade him for anything. They're not going to move him. If anything, according to the report, Brooklyn wants to pair another star with Mikal Bridges. They want to build around Mikal. And I've said it in a number of videos. Building around Mikal Bridges is a mistake. But I understand why they have to make this move. They gave up their best player in Kevin Durant for Cam Johnson and, of course, Mikal Bridges. When you make a move like that, it's an investment. And because it's an investment, you need to protect it. That means you don't give up on it after one season of it not working. You continue at it. You try to get better. You try to improve. And, of course, you try to increase Mikal Bridges' trade value because after last season, it's gone down a little bit. It's nowhere near where it was when they first traded for him. We all have to make that clear. Brooklyn has to understand that as well because they're taking a risk here. If they don't trade Mikal Bridges now and they go into another season with him and he doesn't have another good year, his value is going to go down again. And if you have a pattern, two consecutive years of downplay, his value is going to sink. And then what are you going to get for him? what is going to be the value of Mikal Bridges in a trade at that point? Brooklyn has to consider that. But going back to the fact that they want to build around him, again, even though he's a very good defender and he can score when you need him to, that's the thing. He can score when you need him to. He is not the number one on a team because he can't lead an offense. If anything, he doesn't look like he wants to lead an offense. When he was with Phoenix, that was his best years because he was able to roam and play his style of basketball. Mikal Bridges is the player you add to a team that is one or two pieces away from competing for a championship. He is not the player you build around. He is certainly not the player you build around and try to get another star on Brooklyn to play with, because I can't even think who that star player would be. Go ahead, write down the star players that make sense to trade for if you're Brooklyn with Mikal Bridges as your centerpiece for your team. Go ahead, I'll wait. You can name any player in the league. It doesn't make sense with Mikal Bridges being your number one player on the team. Now, if you're telling me Mikal Bridges isn't your number one player and you're going to bring in another number one, maybe another number two, and then you're going to add Mikal to that, then we're talking about something completely different. What we're talking about at that point in time is the New York Knicks, because the Knicks are exactly the team Mikal needs to be traded to. The Knicks are one or two pieces away right now from being an NBA Finals contender each and every year. Mikal Bridges completes that for the Knicks. He is the right player, the right fit, the right skill set. He doesn't take away from Jalen Brunson or Julius Randle. High-level defender, score when you need him to, but he doesn't need to control the ball in order to be impactful. That's why you trade for him. Brooklyn is out of their mind. Building around Mikal makes zero sense. This sounds like a Sean Marks decision. And if I remember correctly, a few weeks...
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry. Only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands. All hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ago, the Brooklyn Nets owner, Joe Tsai, made comments stating he does not want to win now. He wants to build a contender for the future. If that's the case, would you build a team around Mikal Bridges right now to build a contender for the future? Does that make sense? Because to me, it doesn't. This sounds like a move that's going to get Sean Marks fired. And I hope that's the case. Because maybe if he gets fired, maybe that new GM will do business with every team, including the Knicks. The Knicks and the Rockets right now have the best offers on the table. Maybe you can give some credit to the Memphis Grizzlies as well, too, because there are reports out there that potentially they could be a team that's interested in Mikal Bridges if he's available for trade. And if he is, they have a lot of assets as well that they can throw their way in order to make the deal make sense and get Mikal Bridges on their team. And the biggest sell that they have, hey, if you trade him to us, at least he's on the West Coast. You don't have to see him so often. That's the only thing that they can potentially do over some other teams, not over the Rockets. And the Rockets, by the way, again, can give Brooklyn back their future. So I don't know why Sean Marks wouldn't want to do that deal, or why he wouldn't want to do a deal with the Knicks, because clearly Mikal Bridges wants to be in New York, but he wants to play for the Knicks, not the Nets all of his homeboys are on the Knicks. I'm sure the group chats are on fire right now with Josh Hart the troll going at Mikal, probably telling him, I bet you wish you were on this Knicks team right now, potentially going all the way to the NBA Finals next season. Leon Rose, he just has to make the right moves come this offseason. But in my opinion, Mikal Bridges is the right move. He is the right trade. He is the player the Knicks need to target. But unfortunately, as we just heard, he is being held hostage in Brooklyn. They are not looking to trade him. Instead, they have a wild idea, some strange feeling that they can build around Mikal. And not only that, they can attract other stars to want to play in Brooklyn with Mikal, Cam Thomas, and Cam Johnson. Good luck to Brooklyn. I hope they can't do anything again. I hope Mikal Bridges' value next season gets even worse, goes down even more. Because that way, once it becomes a certain point where the Brooklyn Nets can't ignore it anymore and they have to trade him, they're going to have to settle for whatever the best offer on the table is at that point. And if it's the Knicks offer, who knows what it's going to be? Maybe it's one protected pick and a couple of players. Maybe that's the trade package. We don't know what Mikal Bridges' value is going to be after next season or midway through next season. If he has a bad start to the season, it's going to go back to the last season where he was still struggling. And if he continues to struggle 2 years in a row, that is not going to do good things for the value of Mikal Bridges. If I'm Sean Marks right now, I am looking at all offers on the table for Mikal Bridges because my owner just told me that I need to build for the future. I don't have to win now. I need to build a contender for later. If that's the case, I need my picks back. I need to go after the right stars, the right players. Mikal Bridges does not fit that Nets team and what they're looking to do right now. If anything, he's going to get older. And at 30, 31 years old, is he still going to be the figurehead of the Nets? Are they still going to be looking to build around him? Or at that point, will they be looking to trade him for different assets to build and add to the core they have at that point? Because that's what I see for their future. And I don't think Sean Marks sees that. And I just don't understand why. He is making moves right now that is going to kill Brooklyn's future. And hey, listen, if he wants to do that and kill Brooklyn's future, it's no hair off my back. I'm not going to care about it at all. I'm going to watch it burn to the ground. But if you're the owner watching Sean Marks do this, I don't know how you can keep him employed. The best thing you can do is fire him, get a new GM in there that will be willing to do what you want him to do. Build a team for the future, not a team to win now. If you're looking to build around Mikal Bridges and pair another star with him, what does that sound like? Does that sound like you're trying to build for the future, or does that sound like you're trying to win now? Sean Marks, your time is ticking. You need to make the right trades and the right moves. Because if you don't, I think this is your last season with the Nets. Opportunity, it doesn't come around all the time. And oftentimes, when it comes back around, it doesn't look as good. When you see opportunity on the table and you know it's the best offer you have, it's in your best interest to jump at it and take it. But Sean Marks is not going to do that. He is going to ride out this wave until the wheels fall off. And unfortunately, that means Mikal Bridges is trapped in Brooklyn and a trade is likely not going to happen right now. Maybe during the season, maybe after next season, we can talk about it then. But as of right now, it's clear. Mikal is not a player that Brooklyn wants to trade. But what about you guys? What do you think about these recent reports coming out of Brooklyn indicating that they do not want to trade Mikal Bridges and instead they want to build around him and add another star to Brooklyn? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knick fans. Peace.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.